Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nitananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nitananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda So we're continuing on in chapter 12 of Madhyalila, verse 24. Paramatta, Paramatta, Paramatta Dracula. It's up? Oh, it's not up. Okay. What? Okay. Paramatta takuka loke. Paramatta takuka loke. I do want them to repeat it. Paramatta takuka loke karibe nindana. Loke rahu damodara karibe batsana. Paramatta takuka loke karibe ninanda. Loke rahu damodara karibe batsana. Paramatta takuka loke karibe nindana. Loke rahu damodara karibe batsana. Does anybody want to repeat? Anybody want to chat? Then we'll go to the word for word. Paramatta takuka. What to speak of spiritual advancement? Loke. People in general. Karibe nindanana. Will blaspheme. Loke. Loke rahu. What to speak of people in general? Damodara. Damodara Pandit. Karibe. Will do. Bartsana. Chastisement. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, what to speak of spiritual advancement? All the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people? Damodara would chastise me. Text 25, I shall not meet the king at the request of all the devotees, but I shall do so if Damodara will give his permission. Srila Prabhupada's purport. From the spiritual point of view, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see materialistic people, especially a king who is always engaged in counting pounds, shillings, and pence. Indeed, the meeting between a sannyas and a king is always considered abominable. A sannyasi is always subject to public criticism, and a small fault on his part is taken seriously by the public. People actually expect a sannyasi to preach and not take part in any social or political matters. If a sannyasi is subject to public criticism, his preaching will not be fruitful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically wanted to avoid such criticism so that his preaching work would not be hampered. It so happened that while the Lord was talking to his disciples at that time, the devotee Damodar Pandit was present. This Damodar Pandit was a very faithful devotee and a staunch lover of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever there was anything that might touch or taint the character of the Lord, Damodar Pandit would immediately point it out, not even considering the exalted position of the Lord. It is sometimes said that fools rush in where angels dare not, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out Damodara Pandit's foolishness in coming forward to criticize the Lord. This is why the Lord stated that if Damodar Pandit would give him permission, he would go to see the king. There was deep meaning in this statement, for it is a warning that Damodar should not dare criticize the Lord anymore, for it was not befitting his position as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was considered the guide and spiritual master of all the devotees living with him. Damodar Pandit was one of them, and the Lord rendered Damodar Pandit a special favor by warning him to avoid criticizing him any further. A devotee or a disciple should never attempt to criticize the Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. Text 26. Damodar immediately replied, "My Lord, you are fully an independent supreme personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissible and what is not permissible." 27. "I am merely an insignificant jiva, so what power do I have to give directions to you? Your own personal choice, you will meet with the king and I shall see it." 28. "The king is very much attached to you and you are feeling affection and love towards him. Thus I can understand by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him." 29. "Although you are the supreme personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still you are dependent on the love and affection of your devotees. That is your nature." 30. Nityananda Prabhu then said, "Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king?" 31. "Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object?" 32. "For instance, some of the wives of the Brahmanas who were performing sacrifice gave up their lives in the presence of their husbands for the sake of Krishna." Srila Prabhupada's purport. This refers to the day Lord Sri Krishna and his cowherd boys and flocks of animals were present in the pasturing grounds near Mathura. At that time, the cowherd boys, being a little hungry, requested food, and Lord Krishna asked them to go to the Brahmanas, who were engaged nearby in performing yajna, or sacrifice, and to get some food from the yajna. Being so ordered by the Lord, all the cowherd boys went to the Brahmanas and asked them for food, but they were denied. After this, the cowherd boys begged food from the wives of the Brahmanas. All these wives were very much devoted to Lord Sri Krishna in spontaneous love. And as soon as they heard the request of the cowherd boys and understood that Krishna wanted some food, they immediately left the place of sacrifice. They were very much chastised for this by their husbands, and they were ready to give up their lives. It is the nature of a pure devotee to sacrifice his life for the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Nityananda Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for the Lord's consideration. "There is a way," he suggested, "by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living." 34. "If you, out of your mercy, send one of your outer garments to the king would live hoping to see you sometime in the future." Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was thus very tactfully suggesting that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give a piece of his old clothing to the king. Even though the king was not to meet the Lord, the king would then be pacified by receiving such a cloth. The king was very anxious to see the Lord, yet it was not possible for the Lord to see him. Just to resolve the situation, Nityananda Prabhu suggested that the Lord send an old piece of clothing, thus the king would understand that the Lord was showing mercy to him. The king would then not do anything drastic like giving up his life or becoming a mendicant. 35. The Lord said, "Since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept." 36. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment used by the Lord by requesting it from Govinda. 37. Thus, Nityananda Prabhu delivered the old cloth into the care of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent it to the king. 38. When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is also the conclusion of the Vedic injunctions. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the absolute truth, everything in relation to him is on the same platform. The king had great affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and although he did not see the Lord, he had nonetheless already attained the conclusion of devotional service. Immediately upon receiving the cloth from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the king began to worship it, accepting it as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord's clothing, bedding, slippers, and everything required as an ordinary necessity are all transformations of Shesha, Vishnu, the expansion of Sri Baladev. Thus the cloth and other paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are but other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything connected to the Lord is worshipable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us that just as Krishna is worshipable, Krishna's place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. And as Vrindavan is worshipable, similarly, the paraphernalia in Vrindavan, the trees, roads, rivers, everything is worshipable. A pure devotee thus sings, Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasiyata Jana, all glories to the residents of Vrindavan. A devotee has a staunch devotional attitude. All these conclusions will be awakened or revealed within the heart. Yasya deva pra bhaktir yata deve tata karo tasya te katita hi artha prakshanante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Svetavarta Upanishad 6:23. Thus, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Pataparudra and other devotees, we should learn to worship everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is referred to by Lord Shiva as Tadidyanam. In the Padma Purana, it is said, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Paratmam Devi Tadidyanam Samacharam. O Devi, the most exalted system of worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu. Greater than the worship of Taditya or anything belonging to Vishnu. Sri Vishnu is Satchinananda Vigraha. Similarly, the most confidential servant of Krishna, the spiritual master, and all devotees of Vishnu are Taditya. The Satchinananda Vigraha Guru Vaishnavas and things used by them must be considered Taditya and without a doubt worshipable by all living beings. Omaganati Mirandasya Gana Gana Salakaya Jaksun Militanina Tasmay Shri Karave Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Mando Chakapate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namosate Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're at this very special time where we're studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is considered the postgraduate work for devotees. And everyone here is a postgraduate, anyone who has surrendered to Srila Prabhupada in this process is a postgraduate. There's so many examples and instructions on being a devotee. Chaitanya Charitamrita is just jam-packed with instructions and examples of how devotees behave with devotees and with the Supreme Lord. There's also the sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. It was written, it's more contemporary than Srimad Bhagavatam, way more contemporary, as it was written just about 500 years ago by Krishnadas Kaviraj in his very old age. And he once wrote, "I am now become too old and disturbed by invalidity. While writing, my hands tremble. I cannot remember anything, nor can I see, nor can I hear properly. Still I write. And this is a great wonder." He's 98 years old. And it's written in perfect meter. It's amazing, amazing work. And we read it during this Rath Yatra season because Lord Chaitanya spent so much time in Puri. In his short 48 years, he spent 17 years of it in Puri worshiping Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is considered his Ishtadev. That means that's his most worshipable Lord. We all have a form of Krishna that we're more attracted to than his other forms. And for Lord Chaitanya, it was as Lord Jagannath. This is Gaura Lila. And this Jagannath festival is Gaura Lila. And it's still going on. Lord Chaitanya is not any less present now than he was then. And it's not by some accident that Srila Prabhupada performed Jagannath Rath Yatra at 5 years old on his street in Calcutta. And it's not by some accident or serendipitous that Shyamasunda and Malti brought Srila Prabhupada the little murti of Lord Jagannath in the early years. But it is by great mercy that we are all involved in here now, able to participate in this great Rath Yatra festival. And it's happening all over the world. This beautiful, glorious Lord with the big eyes and bright smile is performing Rath Yatra all over the world in such a very nice, nice way. Now, King Pashuparudra, he demonstrated a great amount of determination. He was a great example of determination. He wanted to see Lord Jagannath. And through that determination, he had higher intelligence, more than most people, it is said, because he was able to see that you cannot just go to Jagannath, to Lord Chaitanya on your own. He went to the devotees, and he asked the devotees for their mercy to go to Lord Chaitanya. And he was ready to give up everything. The devotees, again, they demonstrated a wonderful devotional quality, is that when they heard his plea, they were astonished. And this is a devotee's attitude, is that they're astonished by other devotees' devotional service, not by their own activities. It's quite a different thing in the material world. But this is Radharani's mood. She is always noticing the service of other devotees. And Lord Nityananda, he also is the great giver of mercy. Is that we can't approach Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And that is also demonstrated in this pastime. Srila Prabhupada had once instructed us that if you want to stay in this movement, pray to the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Pray, please, Lord Nityananda, never kick me away. Always keep me close to your lotus feet. And this has been probably the only reason I'm still here today. But we ended up where Lord Chaitanya was still speaking some harsh words. But he was speaking these in the inside. His heart had melted for King Pashuparudra. But he was speaking these words for an instruction for Damodar Pandit. Because Damodar Pandit was a sincere devotee and loved Lord Chaitanya very much. But he had a little problem in that he had chastised Lord Chaitanya and corrected him. And this was not proper. And so it's interesting how Lord Chaitanya corrected him by speaking one way, but meaning another thing, which is kind of interesting because the gopis and Krishna, when they talk back and forth, they often do that. They say something one way, but they're meaning something another way. And it was a very kind, gentle way that Lord Chaitanya instructed Domodara Pandit. And I believe Brigupati, he came yesterday and he said that that might have been one reason that Lord Chaitanya didn't want to see King Pataparudra, because King Pataparudra was Lord Indra in his last life. And I mean, not Lord Indra, King Indra Drumya Maharaj. And that he was in the mood of separation. And Lord Chaitanya, he's the embodiment of the mood of separation. Srila Prabhupada wrote once that in the purport of Adi Lila, in this connection, one should refer to Srimati Radharani's soliloquy after meeting with Uddhava in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented a similar picture of such ecstatic and imaginary talking, full of jealousy and madness, symptomizing neglect by Krishna. Srimati Radharani criticized a bumblebee, talked just like a bad, mad woman. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his last days of his pastimes, exhibited all the symptoms of such ecstasy. The Radhi Atra festival is a celebration of the union of Radha and Krishna coming back together. Here's Krishna in his great Ashraya form up on the cart. And the gopis are the devotees, represented by the devotees, pulling the cart back to Vrindavan. This is the mood of Rath Yatra. So, again, Lord Nityananda came to the mercy of the devotees, and he gave a solution for this problem. And it was a brilliant solution, and that he suggested that that Lord Chaitanya give him a piece of his cloth. But before that, he also brought out in a very beautiful way. He said, "Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king?" So he's basically stating the fact that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can't ask him to do anything. We can only plead for his mercy. So in doing this, he also had suggested that the king, Pataparudra, was a great devotee. And that isn't it the nature of a great soul to give up their life if they can't attain what they need? And so he gave the example of the gopis, I mean, of the wives of the brahmanas in the forest near Mathura, who had, some of them had to give up their lives because they were unable to go and meet Krishna. So Lord Nityananda, he gave a perfect solution by sending his prasadam. And Prabhupada gave us a beautiful purport here on the value of prasadam. We're given so much prasadam through the day. We're given flowers, the water, cloth, food. And Srila Prabhupada has taught us how to accept this prasadam properly. We accept it with our right hand. The left hand is considered the backdoor hand. It's for other business. Srila Prabhupada had taught us these things. And sometimes it's difficult because maybe we're born left-handed or we have some conditioning. We all come with a great amount of conditioning. And it's interesting that this movement is going on because we have people here, even in this room, from all parts of the world. Russia, Mexico, Colombia, New York, and from all different backgrounds of life. So we come with all our conditioning. But we have to give up that conditioning. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, by reading, will help us understand what is our conditioning and what we're supposed to be conditioned to. There's no hard and fast rules. It's a process of surrender. It's a process of surrender with love. Because of this love, Srila Prabhupada, he gave us so much that we cannot possibly return to him other than to maintain this movement and to help it become established as a very strong, legitimate process for relieving people from the pains of this material world. So these difficulties in surrendering, sometimes psychiatrists, they say that if you have a bad habit you want to create or want to lose, you do the good habit for 30 days. If you do the same thing for 30 days, eventually it will become a habit. So yes, we all have so many bad habits we brought with us. But by 30 days, committing ourselves to a good habit, that will become a habit. And these things were important to Srila Prabhupada. And it puts our society in a very good light. So we were in a very good discussion yesterday about King Pachaparudra. And how was it that he had that he wasn't being able to see Lord Chaitanya? And it can also be asked, how is it that Srila Prabhupada went and saw so many famous people? So many, in fact, Prabhupada wanted us to set up engagements for him with important people, with politicians, scholars, famous people. And even in the early days, they were living on John Lennon's estate, and Srila Prabhupada came there. And he met with John and Oko. And after meeting with them, Srila Prabhupada realized that they were not in such a good place. They were having some serious addiction problems. And so at that time, he encouraged the devotees to leave that place. So Prabhupada understood that there are times when we should associate with these personalities in order to spread Krishna consciousness, but we have to make sure that their influence will not dampen our attempt at being Krishna consciousness. So if anyone wants to reflect on some of these beautiful lessons that are here in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, yes, Archita. Oh, well, we're still a different place. Of course. Yes, it's amazing that we can all come together and work together so nicely. It's due to Prabhupada's instructions. Prabhu? Oh, you had a battery. You want to wait for the batteries? Yeah, he's putting it back.
In order to influence them so that they, with their popularity and with their fame, could spread the Krishna consciousness ideas and thoughts and philosophy to those who look up to them. And this is, of course, without doubt. But what I wanted to simply emphasize, just especially from my own personal experience, is that when a devotee associates with persons who are considered famous or high or glorious in the material estimation, he has to be especially careful. Careful means, yes, be aware of the fact that he himself may have this idolatrous mentality, the thinking that that person is a big person, a great person, a glorious person, a wonderful person, when actually he's a very small person in reality if he knows nothing about Krishna. And that by remembering that, he remembers that his purpose is not to simply get some worldly or top-worldly association so that he can feel big and great and grand. Yes, I associated with John Lennon, or I associated with this great actor. That should never be the mentality of the devotee. The devotee should feel that he's coming basically as a messenger, you know, as from Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and that he really has something to give, not to really get. And by giving, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the love of Krishna consciousness, its sweetness and all its beauty, by doing that and in touching the heart, moving the heart of that higher person, who will then see that he's not being looked up to merely because of his position or his fame, but is being looked to as a person, as a human being, as somebody who is needy like any other human beings, then there's an element of friendship that develops from that mentality. When a person who is very high, and he looks and we approach him as if he's high and he can do something for us, they start to immediately have some contempt and disgust for us, because really they're searching, they're needy, and they're not finding what they get, what they want. But the devotee is the one person who can give them what they want, but we have to understand their psychology. As long as we don't idolize them and look up to them for their position, but rather we look at them as spirit souls who need this to balance them, to stabilize them, to give them the proper perspective so that they can look at themselves as persons and not as great personalities, so to speak. So the devotee himself has to always be thinking, yes, I'm just a simple servant of the Lord, and the only thing that's great, the only thing that's wonderful, are the glorious and wonderful and amazing devotees that we read about, which you are talking about. That is great. Krishna is great. All things associated with Krishna are great. And all the mundane, material, worthless, useless things have to be seen for what they are, as just misery-making. So let me simply give this wonderful, great philosophy to this person who may think he's great, but who will find out by the sweetness, by the warmth, by the love of the devotee that he really is not so great, and that the devotee is great by the abundance of love that he is flowing and affecting that person and stimulating love and joyfulness, peacefulness and happiness. And that we can do if we always remember what our mission is and who we are.
Hi. Thank you, Nagapatni. That was very, very sweet. I really appreciate your class. I always relish when reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastimes between all the devotees, the associates of Lord Chaitanya, and their amazing cooperation, the way that they conduct themselves, the way that they instruct others through gentle Vaishnava behavior. And I always myself get a lot of lessons from that. Learn how when Lord Chaitanya was here, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of devotees that were assembling, and it's just wonderful to read about the cooperation of the devotees.
He would bring them from Bengal every year for the Rath Yatra festival. And similarly here, we have a lot of similarities, because here you're coming from San Jose, which is about the same distance, huh?
Yeah, it's Srila Prabhupada following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, but I feel like this idea of cooperation, the way that they reciprocate with one another,
It's such a nice example for all of us, and it's
Jai. Thank you. Does anybody else want to make a comment? Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Lord Chaitanya.
Oh, he'll take it.
Is it some statement?